The next show, Michael Murusti's Steel and Water, we're just hanging at the moment, and it is fantastic.
Steel and Water, is it what the name suggests? What's that all about?
It really is. Michael has been looking at the deep sea port of Burnie really intensely for the past 2 years, and all the works in the series are based around an almost boyfriend-girlfriend relationship with the industrial port and then the waters of Bass Strait. They both have many moods, of course, but that duality is always represented in the painting.
So, is it? Well, did he take a bit of a swim in the drink to go and have a look what's going on down under there? Or
I think he has more than once. Michael is born and bred in Burnie, although he's nationally recognised as an artist. His studio is here. So this is a subject matter that really is a lifelong journey into a language for him.
Yeah.
He's been looking at this for his entire lifetime. But the past 2 years just focused so specifically on that relationship between the natural and the industrial.
And what kind of mediums are we working with here?
Look, he's produced all these paintings in acrylic on canvas. They're relatively large-scale work, some of them very large. They really are hefty works, see? I mean, I refer to them as paintings, but they're really hard won. They're almost sculptural in some respects.
And for those unfamiliar with his work, is it colourful or is it dark and moody?
Look, just like Bass Strait itself, there are some dark and moody parts in there. But the movement of the port and the colours that are in the port are all really pop and have a lot to do with marketing and advertising. So there's a really interesting combination of natural colourings and natural tones and moods in all the works, but they're overlaid with some of the colours you might see on the road in shipping or moving in and out of an industrial port.
Because it really is alive, and it's quite overbearing when you consider that Burnie is the portside city. So a lot of people would be interested to see his interpretation come to life at an exhibition.
I think so. I really do. They're abstract works, so they do show a different side of the port, and they do interpret it in a language that's very unique to Michael Murusti himself. So I wouldn't be surprised if people walk out of the show. The port is only a mere metres away from where the gallery is positioned, and actually see the port in a different way, see it through his eyes.
Or see if he hit it on, see if he really hit the mark, one or the other.
yeah, there's the proof is in the pudding. Definitely coming down to see the show would reveal all.
Now, that particular exhibition opening is coming up on April 5. Is that an open invite, or do we need to get tickets? What's the deal there?
Is a ticketed event because we had COVID stipulations on how many numbers we can fit into the gallery. It's a large space and we can fit a lot of people, thankfully. Calling the Burnie Arts and Function Centre will get you some tickets. I'm pretty sure we're just about sold out. It'd be something the listeners would have to jump on pretty quickly.
Yeah, good to know. Okay, Steel and Water is one of the upcoming exhibitions at Intersection from the 5th of April to the 24th. And then you've got Nature Nurture coming up from April 28th. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, look, it's a wacky name. We've squeezed them both together. Look, it's a very different show to what we're just hanging for Michael. It's a very academic show of art. Lex Palmer Bull and Anna Van Stralen are the two artists who are involved with that show, and they both produce works that look at architecture and the way the natural world and architecture work together and work apart at times.
Righto, that's coming your way from April 28. And Intersection Pop-Up Gallery, how long are we expecting this to hang around for, Scott?
Well, the next two shows will take us up to the middle of May. After that, we'll have to see what sort of incarnation the gallery can take at that point.
Well,
we are definitely fully ready to go for the next two shows.
Looking forward to it, and thank you for your time this afternoon. Where can we go for more information online?
Look, I would head over to the Burnie Arts and Function Centre's website or to call their box office directly. You'll find plenty of info there.
Appreciate your time. Cheers.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.